That applause was not for the fact that I was wrapping up the Out of Town scoreboard or that I was doing it. It's because Graydon Seepman is here, one of the three graduating 20-year-olds. And I appreciate you coming upstairs to join us. As disappointing as this result would have been, the good news is, though, you live to play again tomorrow. But tell me about this game and the emotion involved in this one.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we played really good all games. A couple, you know, unfortunate mistakes that ended up in the back of the net. But, you know, I really liked our effort, and I think we're going to do it again tomorrow. I mean, big 2 points on the line, first place on the line tomorrow. So I feel like we'll be ready.
How do you get pucks past Max? I mean, he's driven, obviously, to come up against you guys.
It's hard to say. I think he's got a couple horseshoes around him right now. But, you know, just stick with it, and it'll come. So.
All right. Adam?
Yeah, maybe take me back to September if Lester, I would have told you that you guys were going to be playing a game for the division on the last day of the regular season. What would you have said to us back then?
Well, I mean, looking at the media and, you know, all the outsiders saying, you know, we'd be, you know, near the bottom of the barrel. But, you know, we made some trades that fans didn't like. But, you know, we got a lot of good players, young team. And the motive for us was just get better every day, which I think we have been, especially these last 4 or 5 games, really. So,
don't want to fudge your birth certificate and come back next year?
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, and I mean, how have you seen maybe some of the young guys come together? Because, you know, at times tonight there's 3 16-year-olds and 2 17-year-olds on the ice. It's probably pretty cool for you to watch as a veteran guy.
Yeah, I mean, the league goes by fast. I just remember when I was 16 in the bubble, like it was, you know, yesterday. And now that I'm older, you're watching all these young guys grow. It's pretty cool and special. So
now we know what the bubble was like for the East Division in Regina, and everybody played there, including Swift Current. What was the bubble like for the Central Division when you were with Calgary?
It was pretty tough. We were out in the reserve in Calgary. We all were by ourselves in our own hotel room. We did COVID testing every Thursday, and if everyone was clear, we played Friday, Saturday, Sunday against one team. It'd be like Friday and Sunday at home and Saturday on the road or vice versa. So it was pretty tough, but I mean, at least we got the chance to play, which is awesome.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right, so the emotion is such, you're disappointed, obviously. How do you turn it around and get revved up again and be positive to go back at them tomorrow?
Yeah, just can't hang our heads here. You know, we know what's on the line tomorrow, so just wash it away today, and we'll be ready for sure tomorrow to play in a busy, loud building. So
yeah, it'll be hostile too. They don't like you guys down there, but that made part of the fun. Last one, your thoughts on your time here in Saskatoon, even though it's not the last game, your last home regular season game. What's it been like playing the last year, almost 2 full seasons here?
Yeah, it's been really special. I mean, ever since I've been here, I've been welcomed by coaches and teammates, and you know, the one thing I noticed is how tight everyone is, including like the staff and the players. So I mean, I wish I was here throughout my whole career. I mean, it's an awesome place to play, so I'm just grateful for it here.
What about the crowd tonight? 10,963.
Yeah, I mean, that was awesome. I mean, hopefully we can have that for playoffs here. So,
well, you win tomorrow night, you're going to have that probably. Thank you, Graydon, for this.
Yeah,
all the best
guys
to you. Graydon Seepman of the Saskatoon Blades joining us on our post-game show.